reaches of space, like a pinpoint at infinity, there once was a tiny blue star. Spanning the billions of miles that separated this star from the Earth, we discover that it was in reality a planet like our own. This was the ill-fated planet Krypton, which revolved about the brilliant sun of its own solar system, while satellites like ringed moons in turn revolved about it. Krypton was a rugged planet, laced with jagged mountain chains, rich in strange minerals unknown to Earth. And on a wide plateau lay the capital of Krypton, the nerve center of a civilization that was far advanced, for it boasted a race of super men and women. Among the leaders was Jor-El, the foremost man of science. Jor-El had concluded that Krypton was being inexorably drawn toward its sun and would one day explode like a giant bubble and disintegrate. Jor-El's wife, Lara, inspired him in his feverish race to construct a trial spaceship. If successful, he planned to build a mammoth fleet to carry the inhabitants of the doomed planet to safety on Earth. Giant subterranean pockets of gas exploded, touching off long sealed volcanoes. Plumes of fire lit the sky. Molten lava scarred Krypton's surface. The fears of Jor-El and Lara were intensified by their concern for the safety of their infant son. To Jor-El, the tremors and shocks, which were now more frequent and violent, were an indication that the cataclysmic day was not far off. Yielding to Jor-El's urgent demands, Rozan, leader of the council, summoned his colleagues in emergency session.
Members of the council, we're all well aware of the phenomena that Krypton's been experiencing the past few weeks. Recently, a great tidal wave threatened to engulf our capital. Now, quakes and eruptions of mysterious origin are occurring with increasing frequency. Our distinguished scientist, Jor-El, has brought me an alarming report. I refer him to you.
Gentlemen, I cannot stress enough the urgency of the task before us. Krypton is doomed. Even as we discuss this holocaust, our days, perhaps even our hours, are numbered. I urge you to heed my warning.
I demand that Jor-El explain his reason for uttering this fantastic prophecy.
Jor-El is trying to frighten us. Jor-El, your predictions are nonsense. An insult to this distinguished body.
We're waiting, Jor-El, for you to spin your tale of horror.
Derision and disbelief are not new to men of science. For centuries they have combated the skepticism you display.
Give us facts!
Briefly, gentlemen, it is this. The sun is gradually drawing our planet into its orbit. Soon the gravitational pull will be so strong that Krypton will be unable to withstand the strain. When that moment occurs, our world will shatter into millions of fiery fragments. Nothing can survive such a catastrophe.
Perhaps he is right. We must do something. I believe we should give him the benefit of the doubt. We cannot risk such peril.
Gentlemen, assuming for a moment that what you say is true, how can we avoid this disaster?
It cannot be avoided. It is a natural evolution of nature, a force that even we supermen are powerless to prevent.
We are powerless?
Yes, but we can use our great ability elsewhere. We must flee Krypton. To effect an escape, I urge that an army of workmen be drafted at once to construct a fleet of spaceships to transport our people to Earth. There we will find an atmosphere similar to ours.
So this is how you plan to solve the dilemma you have created. By flight in spacecraft.
Yes. Even now I am working on a model for trial purposes.
And what assurance do we have that it'll reach its destination on Earth? How can we undertake such a project on pure chance?
You must be guided by my knowledge, which this august body has always respected.
No one questions your integrity or learning, but it occurs to me that a man of science should be ingenious enough to combat this alleged impending disaster.
rather than run away like a frightened child.
What have you to say to that?
Hear that, gentlemen? That is your answer.
What manner of wizardry is this? Are you perpetrating a new horror for some base and personal reason? Krypton has experienced quakes in the past and has survived. Now Jor-El challenges credulity by claiming our planet is being drawn into the sun's orbit. The doom of Krypton. Escape through the air, gentlemen. Are these not the utterances of a man whose mind perhaps has begun to wander? I, for one, refuse to be intimidated.
This is my final plea. Time is our mortal enemy. We must prepare to escape in spaceships without delay. There is no alternative if our advanced civilization is to endure.
We shall put it to a vote. Is it the desire of this assembly to concur with Jor-El's proposal to construct spaceships to remove Krypton's population?
No.
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 The Council has spoken, Jor-El.
Not spoken, Rosan. It has pronounced the death sentence for all Krypton.
With each hour, the intensity of the tremors increased. Krypton became unbearably hot as it was drawn closer to the sun. Jor-El worked incessantly to complete his tiny spaceship, though he knew only one of them could go in it. As it suffered the tormenting agonies of doom. And all its people perished, the infant son of Jor-El and Lara hurtled through the infinite reaches of space toward distant Earth.
There behind that rock.
Hey,
It's alive.
How could it be?
The blankets are made of some odd material. It must be fireproof. Hey, it's a cute little tyke, isn't it?
But even this baby, the queer machine that brought it here, where did they come from?
Out of the sky, I reckon.
But that doesn't make sense. What are we going to tell people?
We're going to tell them nothing. Want everybody to think we've gone crazy? See, we'd better get back to the house. The baby may be hungry.
The Kents took the baby into their home, decided to raise him as their child, and gave him the name of Clark Kent. He developed rapidly, and it was soon clear that he was no ordinary infant. As he grew older, there was no doubt that Clark's mysterious origin had made him different from other children. By using his remarkable X-ray vision and super hearing, he could perform unbelievable feats. Kents were successful in their determination to avoid publicity and to keep Clark's surroundings as normal as possible. But Clark himself was anything but average.
I'll get it, son. Go on with your reading. Hello? Yes?
Oh, well, thank you for calling. That was Judd. Says a tornado's heading this way. You must find your father and warn him.
Where is he?
Down in the South Meadow. Quick.
Remarkable thing you ever did. I'm grateful to you, son.
I'm grateful, too, that the tornado didn't head for the farm. Hope Mom hasn't been too worried.
Later, when Clark had reached manhood, the Kents decided to have a talk with him.
Clark? We've had you with us as long as you can remember. But you know, we're only your foster parents.
My real parents couldn't have done more for me.
You came to us out of the sky, from what distant place we can't even imagine. You're different from other people. Your unique abilities make you a kind of Superman. Because of these great powers, your speed and strength, your X-ray vision and super-sensitive hearing, you have a great responsibility.
I know what you're going to say, Dad. I must use my powers wisely and justly.
Yes, you must use them always in the interest of truth, tolerance, and justice. The world needs a man of such extraordinary capabilities. That is why you must leave this farm. You must go where they can be best put to use.
Very well. And when I leave, I'll get a job that'll keep me close to world events. Then when anything happens, I'll know about it at once.
Here's a uniform I made for you out of the blanket you were wrapped in when we found you. It's a strange kind of cloth that resists both fire and acid. I hope it'll protect you always.
Well, thank you, Mother. And I'll only wear it when I'm Superman. I think it's best that no one knows that he and Clark Kent are the same person.
Shortly after this, Clark's foster parents passed away. Remembering their last wishes,
can I come in?
It's may I come in, and the answer is yes, you're in.
Lois Lane, ace reporter of the Daily Planet, prepares her story for a waiting word. Hold it. Thank you.
Just a minute. It's going to be a very long wait unless you get busy and help me through these clips in the mine disaster we're covering.
But Lois, I was just going
to
take a
picture. You'll have to wait here.
The rail is broken, and the limit is due any minute. The aide is going to telegraph up the line to stop it.
He certainly was excited.
Well, he should be. That crack flyer races through here, and she's loaded to the hilt.
The limit just passed the last station. You'd better call the emergency hospital and have them stand by.
This train is really going. The engineer must be late for dinner.
The way he's traveling, he hasn't eaten all week.
He's not gonna make it.
This looks like a job for Superman.
Can even Superman save this train from destruction? What will happen to Clark Kent when he arrives in Metropolis? Don't miss Depths of the Earth, the second exciting chapter of Superman, at this theater next week. After the loss of his foster parents, Clark Kent leaves his home to take the train to Metropolis. At the depot, he learns that a broken rail has been discovered nearby. And as the station agent tries desperately to flag the train...
The limit just passed the last station. You'd better call the emergency hospital and have them stand by.
This train is really going. The engineer must be late for dinner.
The way he's traveling, he hasn't eaten all week.
He's not gonna make it.
This looks like a job for Superman.
I can tell you, miss.
For heaven's sake, man, what happened?
I don't know. But I saw him with my own eyes.
So what? Speak up. What did you say?
I saw him over there. I...
Carson, the most fantastic thing just happened. Not 2 minutes ago, we had a split rail right here that would wreck even a slow freight.
That's what the engineer was saying. If I hadn't known McGrory for 25 years, I'd say he was crazy.
Yes, but you highballed right over it.
Take a look up the line. You can see why.
I saw the rail myself. It's straight now and can be re-spiked without any truing up.
Let's walk up the line and take a look. I'll have to verify all of this.
You'll have to wait at the station or get back on the train.
We've got all we need. What a story. What a story.
Yeah, but who'll believe it?
Perry White, I hope. I'll bet White thinks we've gone crazy.
Maybe we have.
Anyhow, we still have to cover that mine disaster.
You better get back on the train. The Metropolis Express is due. We're pulling onto a siding. Let her by.
We'll be there. Come on, Jimmy.
Take me to a newspaper office.
Which one?
Which one do you recommend?
The Daily Planet is our biggest and best.
Well, fine, that's good enough for me.
Right.
See where it is?
Yes, sir. This is as close as we can get.
I'm going to take a look at it.
Sure, it's on your time.
Again, Superman makes use of his X-ray vision.
Thank you.
looks like a job for Superman.
Something flew in the window.
It was a bird.
Couldn't be. It was too big.
It was a man.
But he flew through the air.
Look, there he is again.
That's right. He landed over there, behind the car. He had a girl in his arms.
Now stop it. Get back. Everybody.
Oh, you gotta get through. Come back now. What? Whatever it is, it's gone.
Well, I'm beginning to doubt my own eyes.
Me too. Say, maybe we were seeing things.
Don't stand around talking. Find a doctor.
Planet. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't talk to Mr. White right now. You're welcome.
Good morning.
And what can I do for you?
I'd like to see the boss.
Oh, that'd be Mr. Perry White, the managing editor. Only you can't see him.
Why not?
On account of you went temporarily crazy over a train wreck that didn't happen.
I think I'll take a chance and barge in anyway. You needn't bother to announce me.
Hey, you... You, whatever your name is.
Of all the stupid stories that have come across this desk, this is the worst. A guy bending a broken rail and preventing a train wreck. Flies into burning building and rescues woman. It's a case of mass hysteria, and that's the way I want it played. Now get out of here, all of you. What do you want?
A job.
Any special kind, or would mine do?
Well, I'd like to be a reporter. I haven't had any experience in writing, but...
That should help.
Well, I have other qualifications that might be valuable.
I told you I wasn't to be disturbed under any... Oh, it's you, Lois.
Yes, this is Lois Lane, Demon Reporter. We're at the mine, and there's been a disaster, all right. 10 men are trapped inside the lower shaft, but they won't let anyone inside the police lines.
Get in anyhow. Let me talk to Jimmy Olsen.
Here he is.
Yes, Mr. White? Yes, but... we're doing the very best we can, sir. Yes, we have. All right, Mr. White. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
I can get that mine story. They won't keep me out.
How did you know we were talking about a mine? I didn't mention it.
Well, my hearing is a little better than average. How about giving me a chance?
If you can get inside that mine and bring the story back, the job is yours. You can contact Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen there. They'll be the ones on the outside.
Thanks.
Hasn't the company got sense enough to realize that the whole world is interested in what happened?
Sorry, the company's orders. No one allowed through but the rescue squad.
Probably won't do any good, but I'm going to try another angle.
I want to talk to you, miss. I heard you talking about getting into the mine. Well, I know a way. It leads down to the shaft where the accident happened.
It won't do me any good if the place is guarded.
Well, that's just it. It ain't. Of course, I figured that this ought to be worth a little something.
Will this do?
Yep. Follow me. this is it. Now you go straight through there until you find a vertical shaft. And there's a ladder that leads down to where the miners were trapped.
Well, why don't they use it to get out?
Well, first, because the miners probably didn't know that this blast opened the old shaft. And second, maybe the gas didn't leave them enough strength to get out. Well, ain't you going in?
I'm from the Daily Planet. I'd like to see the manager of the mines.
So would a lot of other people.
So White did hire someone else?
Well, only if I get the story, but I'm not so sure of that as I was. I'm Clark Kent, and you're?
Jimmy Olsen, the planet's best cub reporter. If I'm still on the payroll.
It's been another accident. Hey, you gotta come with me. There's been a cave-in in the old tunnel, and it's all my fault. I showed the young lady how to get in the mine, and now I'm afraid she's trapped.
He must mean Lois. You know the place he means?
Listen, this old coot's been reporting fake accidents for years. Don't pay any attention to him. Get out before I run you in.
I'll check just in case.
Hey, you! Wait a minute.
Can you take me to that place you're talking about?
Oh, sure I can. They think I'm crazy. Come on, I'll show you.
If I help you, can we get out that way?
Fire beyond bend. How about the way you came in?
No chance. The shaft caved in.
She went in there and everything caved in.
Is this the place that leads to where the men are trapped?
Well, there's a shaft that leads down to that level, but that's what the young lady was headed for. Well, now you gotta dig through piles of dirt and rock.
Well, you must be mistaken. That stuff looks as though it's been there for years.
Oh, so you think I'm crazy too, huh? Well, I'll find someone to help. I'll find someone.
This looks like a job for Superman.
Terrific force is this that Superman is fighting? What sinister danger menaces Clark Kent? Don't fail to see The Reducer Ray, the third thrill-packed chapter of Superman, at this theater next week. Lois Lane, sent to get the story of a mine disaster, is trapped by a cave-in. Clark Kent, who is trying to win a job as reporter on the Daily Planet, goes to her aid as Superman and...
As she went in there and everything caved in.
Is this the place that leads to where the men are trapped?
Well, there's a shaft that leads down to that level, but that's what the young lady was headed for. And now you gotta dig through piles of dirt and rock.
Well, you must be mistaken. That stuff looks as though it's been there for years.
Oh, so you think I'm crazy too, huh? Well, I'll find someone to help. I'll find someone.
This looks like a job for Superman.
Take care of him. I'll go back and help the others.
I hear you covered a great story. Only somebody else brought it in.
Well, hello. May I congratulate you two?
Skip the sarcasm, Chief.
You missed a page one story.
We had the story. We'd have phoned it in if we hadn't been stabbed in the back.
You've got the wrong slant, Lois. Kent gave the planet the scoop we badly needed.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's still a rat for my money. While I'm out there risking my neck, he... Who's your silent partner?
I'm the rat.
Lois Lane, Clark Kent.
Nice bit of reporting you did. A little underhanded, of course, but still nice.
Well, I'm sorry, but my getting a job depended on it. Oh, by the way, what about that job?
You've been on the payroll for hours. Now, perhaps we can have some teamwork around here.
We will.
Fix him up at the desk.
About the most glamorous figure that's ever flashed across the news horizon. Yes, you guessed it, Superman. A confidential source has passed on the rumor that he's been summoned to Washington for a super secret assignment. It's only a rumor, remember. Now for other important news of the day.
The Spider Lady.
You hear that broadcast?
Yes. The government's calling in Superman, there can be only one reason. They perfected the ray machine and want him to guard it.
Yeah, it'll make it tougher for us to get a hold of it.
Not even Superman will keep me from getting that machine. I must have it and I will have it.
How about the test on the machine that was reported to us?
Get me Crandall in New Mexico.
Crandall?
Crandall.
Stand by. The spider lady wants to talk to you.
Do you know whether they're testing the relativity reducer ray soon?
Well, if they're not, they've certainly wasted a lot of time and money building a target.
I don't want that test held until I get a scientist out there to observe it.
Well, how do you figure on stopping it?
You have apparatus to create negative rays. I'll expect you to delay it until it suits my convenience.
That's a big order.
You will obey it. We're all friends here. Take off my mask. I think that Superman has taken on a job even he won't be able to accomplish.
Word reached me that you wanted to see me, Mr. Secretary. I came at once.
Superman, your remarkable achievements have convinced us that you're just the person for a most difficult assignment. Gentlemen, Superman. You've heard of Dr. Graham, our distinguished nuclear scientist.
Superman, I'm very happy to know you.
How do you do?
The world knows that Dr. Graham is working on the mysterious reducer ray. We hope it does not know. He has now perfected it.
I see.
Will you step over here, Superman? Reducer rays are constantly bombarding the Earth in large quantities without any serious effect. But when concentrated in this machine, it becomes the most deadly weapon the world has ever seen.
How does it work? That is, if you're free to say.
Why, I think it's safe to tell you. Dr. Graham, will you explain, please?
Certainly. Once the exact location of the target is known, its latitude and longitude are fed into the apparatus by means of a perforated tape which is concealed inside. The machine from then on makes its own calculations. And so by merely pressing a button, the operator can destroy the target, even though it's thousands of miles away.
Now you're beginning to understand the terrific force we're dealing with. A force more powerful even than the atomic bomb. Have all arrangements for the test been completed, Doctor?
Yes, Mr. Secretary. A concrete blockhouse has been built in a western desert, miles from any habitation.
I'd like you to see that test, Superman. The location is here.
That's about 2,000 miles away. I can be there in 30 seconds.
It'll take me about that much time to make the necessary adjustments.
In that case, I'd better be leaving.
Oh, that's the window. The door is over here.
Yes, I know. Up, up, and away!
I'd like to test the negative rays this gun gives out before I turn them against the reducer ray.
Here comes a train. Why don't you try and stop it?
That's a good idea. I'll experiment on that.
It worked perfectly.
I'll bet that engineer will never figure out what stopped his train.
Now we're ready for the reducer ray.
Something blocking it.
Are you ready, Doctor?
All ready.
Crandall calling Spider Lady.
We...
that you've seen the destructive force of the reducer ray, I'll tell you why we ask you to come here. We want you to guard it. You can understand the danger which would threaten the world if it fell into the wrong hands.
I appreciate your confidence in me. All I can say is I accept the trust and its responsibilities.
Thank you, sir.
Our New Mexico men were wiped out. The Reducer Ray is the greatest force the world has ever known. I intend to capture it.
How about Superman?
If he interferes, I'll find a way to destroy him.
Meteor headed toward Earth. What about it? May hit near Metropolis. Thanks, Professor Leeds. That's a story. Press room.
Yes, sir.
Hold page one for possible replay. City desk.
Professor, this is a full report on the asteroid that's heading for the Earth. We completed it a few minutes ago.
What does it all add up to, Morgan?
The asteroid is steadily disintegrating. By the time it reaches the Earth, it'll probably be no larger than an ordinary meteor.
Ordinary? I doubt that. Its behavior has been very strange. What is its present location?
Approximately 30,000 miles away. As near as we can calculate, it should strike our atmosphere in about 10 hours.
Oh. It'll be about 8 tonight. You'd better inform the press, but avoid anything sensational. We don't want any panic.
All right, sir.
What is it, Morgan?
Well, I was wondering if you had heard anything about my raise.
Yes, I have. I meant to tell you. The board turned down your request for a raise.
I can't get along on what they pay me. I need money.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll bring it up again at the very first opportunity.
Well, it's 8 o'clock and no meteor in sight. Those observatory wizards must have miscalculated.
According to my watch, it's only 7:59 and a half.
Hey, I think I see it.
Where?
That's the biggest meteor I've ever seen.
Wonder where it landed.
There may not be anything left. It seems to have disappeared before it reached the horizon.
Well, we'll soon know. I have a network of spotters waiting to report.
Meteors are so strange and mysterious. They come from somewhere out of the universe. Nobody knows where.
Yes? Okay. Yes, I have it. A small meteorite landed on the farm of Adam Jones, 7 miles north of town on State Highway 3.
Yes, sir?
Jimmy, stay here. We'll let Lois and Kent cover this. They might as well start learning how to work together.
Oh, heck.
I have a hunch we'll do all right. Don't you think so, Lois?
Oh, yes. In fact, yes, indeed. Must be a blowout.
That's funny. It steers all right.
Just the same, you better go out and see.
All right.
I think it's the right rear.
Professor Leeds, did you find the meteor?
Yes, it's probably at the observatory by now. Morgan, my assistant, started back with it a half hour ago. You know, this meteorite has some very peculiar qualities. Come along and have a look at it, if you like.
Well, thanks, I will. assistant here?
He probably stepped out to get something to eat. He missed his supper because of the meteor hunt. Well, here it is. I told Morgan to put it in the lead box until we had a chance to test it for radioactivity. You know, Kent, from its characteristics, this meteorite may be a fragment of the planet Krypton, which exploded many years ago. Morgan's already made a test. The meteorite contains nothing dangerous to us. Is there anything wrong, Mr. Kent?
I don't know. I don't think so. Please go on.
I'll turn off the lights. Now you'll see what I mean when I say this meteorite is different. The fragment glows with its own inner light. We don't know why. The exploded parts of Krypton circled the sun for years, the form of asteroids. This one eventually came within the Earth's gravitational pull. Car. Clark Kent just died in my office.
Is it possible that Clark Kent, mighty Superman, can really be dead? What terrible power does this strange metal wield over the Man of Steel? Be sure to see Man of Steel, the fourth action chapter of Superman, at this theater next week. Planet Reporter goes to the Metropolis Museum to get a story on the mysterious meteoric fragment that has fallen to Earth. In the office of Professor Leeds, director of the museum.
Now you'll see what I mean when I say this meteorite is different. The fragment glows with its own inner light. We don't know why. The exploded parts of Krypton circled the sun for years, form of asteroids. This one eventually came within the Earth's gravitational pull. Get me the coroner. Clark Kent just died in my office. Sworn that you were dead. You had no pulse, no respiration. And you better sit down.
Oh, I'm feeling fine now. Did you put the cover on that meteorite while I was unconscious?
Yes.
Would you mind taking it off again? Cover it quickly. Just as I thought.
What do you mean?
It was a meteorite that knocked me out.
How could it affect you and not me?
There's only one reason. It must be a fragment of the planet Krypton.
It is. That's what makes it the most important find in years.
Even so, you must destroy it.
Have you lost your mind?
To convince you, I see I'll have to do something I've never done before. Let you in on a secret that's shared by no one else in the world. Watch. Turn the lights out, please.
Why, certainly. Superman.
Don't believe me. Give me a test.
If you are really Superman, you have X-ray vision. Tell me what's inside that closet.
That's easy. X-ray vision has been destroyed. Must be the effect of that meteorite.
No. That door and the closet are lined with lead for use in certain experiments. Even X-rays won't pierce lead. Try the safe. It's only steel. Tell me what's inside.
It's filled mostly with papers, scientific notes. There's also $500 in currency. Yes, and a couple of postage stamps. And now, if you want further proof...
No. I'm satisfied.
You're the only one who knows.
Your secret is safe with me. Now that I'm convinced, what do you want me to do?
For years, I've suspected that I came to Earth from the planet Krypton. And now this meteorite seems to prove that. It takes away all my powers that makes me superior to Earthmen.
There's no doubt about it.
Washington has selected me to guard the relativity reducer ray. Nothing must interfere with my ability to discharge my duties.
Oh, your great powers must not be destroyed by the activity of that fragment.
That's right, Professor.
I'll keep the meteorite 2 days for scientific study. After that, it shall be dropped in the sea. You have my word.
Thank you, Professor. And now I must be leaving. Up, up, and away!
The Jones farm, all right, but somebody had already been there, taken the meteorite away.
Who was it? It was Professor Leeds and his assistant, a Mr. Morgan.
Well, go on. What's the story? What about the meteorite?
Oh, nothing much. Turned out to be an ordinary one. No importance to it.
Did you check with Leeds on it?
Yes, I went to his office.
You and Kent left here together. How does it happen he has this information and you haven't?
Something came up and we had to separate.
I don't get it.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I have an awful headache.
He has a headache. I'm the one who needs the aspirin.
You know what I think?
What?
I think Clark knows something about that meteorite and is holding out on us.
Oh, you're always thinking Clark is putting one over on you.
And most of the time I'm right.
So you're right.
Drilla, look at this ad. It's in the personal column.
Attention, anyone seeking a vital weakness of his or her enemy, contact box 501. His or her enemy?
That can only mean Superman.
You think it's on the level?
I want to find out. I can't overlook any opportunity to get Superman out of my way.
This might be a police trap for you.
Well, it's your job to look into the matter and report back to me.
All right.
Lois Lane speaking.
Hello. This is Hawkins, remember? I've given you tips off before.
Hello, Hawkins. Sure, I remember you. Got any news for me?
There's a guy down here trying to peddle hot information. I can put you in touch with him for a price.
I'll meet you at the usual place. If you've really got some information, you'll be paid for it. All right. Bye. That was Hawkins, the stool pigeon. He claims to have a hot tip.
Can I go with you?
Yeah, meet me outside.
Help Gladys with her lovelorn collar. It may give you another headache.
Yes, Chief.
Does this guy Hawkins live here?
No, this is his office.
Oh.
Looking for somebody?
Are you trying to scare us?
No. I always look people over before I show myself.
Is there somebody after you?
Quiet, Sprout. Now, where's the man with the information?
I could show you.
There'll be more. The tip is good.
It is. A funny acting guy moved into a rooming house near here 2 days ago. Come with me. I'll show you the house. This fellow made the rounds of every store in the neighborhood last night. Said he had information for some enemy. He may mean the Spider Lady.
Spider Lady? You mean the mysterious figure who's supposed to be Queen of the Underworld?
She's not only supposed to be, she is. He was looking for someone who'd take him to her.
Well, maybe through him we can get a line on her.
You better forget about that if you want to stay healthy. He lives across the street here. Now take it easy. He might be watching. He must have found the man he was looking for.
That's Morgan, Professor Leeds' assistant. What are you doing with Morgan?
You keep out of this.
Hey!
You asked for it. Get in the car.
Put blindfolds on him as soon as we get out of town.
Thank you.
going?
We're going down. Tell the spider lady she has two guests. One of them expected.
They're here.
Who is this girl?
She butted in, so we had to bring her.
I'll question her later. Just now, I'm interested in this man. Sit down, Mr. Morgan. I understand you have information to offer.
That's right.
You may remove the blindfold. It won't do you any good to try to see me. Let me introduce myself. I'm the Spider Lady.
Spider Lady?
You wanted to meet me, didn't you? Now give me your information.
Well, I know how to make Superman helpless.
I'm waiting.
The meteor that fell the other night is a fragment from the planet Krypton. We've got it at the museum now. Its rays take away all of Superman's powers.
How do you know this?
I was there. I saw it happen to him.
If this is true, we can steal the reducer ray without any interference from Superman.
With that weapon, I'll be the most powerful person in the world. Payne.
$1. What sort of a joke is this? $1.
It's only a token. Those who work with me will share in fabulous wealth at the proper time.
Why, what I've given you is worth thousands, millions. You'll pay my price or
what? Bring the young lady in. Nobody asked you to come here. You can only blame yourself for anything that happens.
Why don't you let me go? I've been blindfolded all the time. I couldn't possibly identify you. You are this place.
I might take the risk if you want a newspaper reporter. Did you think we wouldn't go through your handbag?
Clark Kent utterly unaware of Lois's fate? Can even Superman arrive in time to save her? Don't miss A Job for Superman, the fifth smashing chapter of Superman at this theater next week.